Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, Sunday night edition. And Louie will be joining me soon, but let's kick it off with the intro. Amazing Race, and I so wish they have an edition of Big Brother right now because, oh my gosh, Survivor was kicking ass, Amazing Race kicked ass, and let's bring up the guy that kicks ass in the boxing ring, the wrestling ring, anywhere he shows up. Louie!
Hey, what's up, Ron? What's going on, baby? Happy, hey, Ron, happy anniversary, brother.
You know, yeah, but you forgot the other part. There's something else that was yesterday.
What was yesterday?
I joined the 40 Club.
That's right. Happy birthday, brother. Welcome to my world.
That's what I was going to say, joined the 40 Club. Wow, what a couple of shows we've had in the past season premieres. Survivor, yep. And Amazing Race.
You know, Ron, I still haven't watched Survivor. I got it on DVR. I'm just behind on that. But I did watch the race tonight, and wow, you are right. Good, great start. Hot pumping.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. I'm like, I call up Mike right away because Mike, one of his wishes was to go to Australia. You know, when we did our race. And we were talking about it, and I wanted to go to Italy. So watch this season. They went to Australia. I called up Mike right away. Mike, he goes, yeah, I know, you know, and watched him go to Italy too, you know. But,
well, I'm not going to tell you who told me this, or what where I heard this from, because I heard, you know, I got this email today, and this one girl was watching the show tonight. And she was very disappointed that you weren't on it. But then she realized why you didn't get picked. And Michael should blame you, they said. Because they must have saw the panty, or the Michelle Costa panty at Vegas, and they didn't want to be embarrassed by people like you.
That's funny, man.
Somebody said that to me. I didn't quote it correctly, but I know why you haven't watched Survivor too.
Because I'm working like a nut. What?
No, I heard the real reason, and Ben can tell us the real reason.
Oh,
he's on the
phone
line with us.
That's right. Hey, Ben's on the line with us.
What's up, Louie?
Yeah.
What's up, Ben? Ben is my ZZ Top friend. He is an awesome looking dude, man. I love him.
You know, he does look like ZZ Top.
He's great. Ben's a great guy. He saved us seats in a sold out cinema. Me and my girlfriend went down, and we got there late, and he had two seats. The place was sold out. We sat right down. But before I went in, Phil was outside, you know, around with the people from MS, and they were standing there, and I saw him, and I went up to him, and he gave me a big hug, And I'm like, Phil, why? Why
and
didn't
and
they
you
take-
said, why can't you call into the Rad Reality Show, right?
No, but no, you know what, Ron, not for nothing. I swear, he's like, Lou, hurry up, get inside. It just started. Hurry up and get inside. So I'm like, okay, you know, you're going to be around afterwards, right? And he said, yeah. Well, yeah, he was around afterwards. After the movie was over, he did a, he talked about the movie and did a Q&A, you know. But they shuffled him right out because I think he had to be on a plane within an hour or something like that. So I, you know, my intentions, and Ben had great intentions, was to get him and just say something about the show real quick on a recording. But it never happened. So very sorry, Ron. The thought was there. That's all
okay.
I have to say.
Actually, hasn't happened yet.
Ben's still working on it.
Yep. I'm on,
you know,
talking
what,
with those people. So.
Yeah, and I would love to get Phil on the show one day. I would love to get him and Jeff one day. Those are two people that I would have to say they're on the short list of, you know, wish I can have. You know what I mean?
Right.
We do have somebody on the show tonight with us. We have a couple, and I think they got a little stiff too. Steve and Linda Cole, they're going to be joining us.
Hey.
I believe Steve's in the...
They're on now or they're coming on?
Oh, they're coming on in a second.
All right, cool.
Yeah, they're calling in tonight. Wait, I did want to say something real quick.
Yep.
For anybody that missed this week's shows, this is a week that you have to go back and listen to Tuesday.
Yep.
Wednesday, Thursday, and last night's shows because they were a hell of a shows. Last night, or let's start with Tuesday night. We had Hayden and Lane call in, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, we had Coach Wade and Kevin started out the show, and them Kevin from Big Brother and Coach
yep.
Wade together was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Kevin had this man crush. On, you know, or this crush on Coach Wade.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny. And
that's hilarious.
Hear Kevin talk about Coach Wade. Thursday, we had a line of people because that's actually the day that my anniversary was.
Right.
And Michelle and April called in, who
yep.
was on the first show with us. And we had a line of people that I can't remember them all. Oh, Cowboy was on there, too. That was hilarious.
That's awesome.
And then the last night, man, you guys, I came into that show a little depressed, and you guys really made it a super show for me. I am so blessed to have some great reality fans, friends, let me say. I'm blessed to have some amazing reality friends because the ones that called in last night and everything, I mean, and my walls this week, and it's just been a blessing. And and the people that listen to the show, I give you great you know, I just have to say thank you. And give me a second, I've lost my switchboard because I was going to play a clip real quick. and then we're bringing Steve and Colt and Linda up. But it's because I see you guys there. Don't go nowhere. Just hold tight. Like I said, my switchboard when I went to refresh, I lost my switchboard. So it's going to be a second. My computer is running a little slow because I'm on the other computer. But
hey, Ron, to the fans out there that are listening and stuff, and you know, letting the listeners off. The reason I'm not up on a computer is because my computer is still down as well. And so hopefully it'll be up next week.
What's up with that?
Well, I went to the computer guy and to get, you know, and I thought it was going to be a simple fix, and he said it's my hard drive, and then he goes on to tell me, I have a Dell computer, right? You know, like he goes, your hard drive's antiquated. I'm like, what? I go, it's 10 years old. He said,
ooh.
Like I said, it's he goes, like I said, it's antiquated. I'm like, oh, man.
Crap. It's old.
Yeah.
you know what? Since you're not in the computer, or on the chat room, I wonder if I should get a person to read. Ben, can you do the to handle the chat room questions today, or do
sure.
we need Cherry to call? Okay, so Ben will do that. I wanted to play one quick clip from last night's show because this was my favorite clip of the week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Ron. Happy birthday. And I'm shaking my tits, too. To you. Yeah!
I love
it. Did I say shaking my tits? Oh, well.
That's what I thought you said.
Well,
already.
Shaking my boobs, whatever.
But
listen,
you
I enjoy your Randy. Birthday. It was really wonderful to call in. You have a lot of friends, Ron.
You gotta love Rennie. I'll stop it there, but you gotta love
that
Rennie.
That is freaking funny, man.
You gotta love
awesome.
Rennie.
I thought of Marilyn Manson.
You know what? She so made me laugh last night, and just Rennie was so great last night, and we talked about she went on one of those court cases. Oh, she had me rolling on my feet talking about it. Because I love those court cases, like People's Court and stuff. She
yeah.
went on American's Court, and she was telling us all about how fake it was, and oh, my gosh.
Really?
So, yeah. But let's bring up our special guest this week, Steve and Linda Cole. And I don't know what we should do, or so, Louie, where do you think we should start? I'll let you start.
All right.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Linda. You're live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Ron. Hey,
I'm right now laughing and I'm just big smiling, so it must be good. But most days I'm shitty because I have my heart condition problem. But
I'm not laughing.
Today
I'm
having a good day.
I was saying about your birthday, your birthday thing that you just played back.
Yeah, that makes me smile. And
Steve and Linda, how you doing?
I gotta address the chat room for a second. Yeah, Panther, after last night's Panther, my I forgave her for calling this the Alan show. Because I had her in the shit list for the Alan show for a little bit. But yes, she won me over again last night, Rennie. Big time. Okay, sorry guys. Somebody was telling me. Call me out. But no, Steve and Linda, how are you guys doing today? Now, who's from the season? Oh, wait. I go ahead. Finish my first question, and then I'll go to the second question.
is Linda even on the line? I mean, we're on two different phones in two different places. Okay. I'm doing fine.
Linda,
so.
You there, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, they're both there, Ron. And Steve, you there, buddy? Yeah, I'm here and I'm doing good.
Get him a beer.
So, how are you guys doing? We've been hanging in there, we're hanging in there. Good, God bless you. God bless both of you, man. That's awesome. You guys, I met you guys down in Virginia. You are a fabulous couple. I love both of you. I can't wait to see and hang out with you again. This a little longer this time. Next time we meet.
Yeah, we don't get to go out and do a lot of the events. We do what we can afford to do, and
right.
that one that one's close by. It's within driving distance of us, and then of course we go out and we do the one in Louisville, and I hope that you come out to that one this year when they have it, and they're basically the ones that we do other than ones that are just like semi-local where there's not a lot of reality people. But I mean we don't do any of the Survivor ones, or, you know, the big Survivor ones that they have in Florida or Texas, anywhere like that. We don't do those. You know, we just can't swing it. I mean, they just, it's so many, and they come on you so quick. And but, you know, I mean, the one with April, we loved doing. It was a great event, and most of them are great events. And, you know, we loved doing them. And it was great meeting you. And I'm like you. I wish we could have had more time to spend together, you know.
Absolutely. I just, how about watching the race tonight? I mean, were you and your wife also in the previews? Like, myself and Mike were in the previews, like, as teams that, you know, I guess people wanted back, you know, but they didn't choose us, obviously.
They were on the short list. They were on the alternative list, personally.
Yeah.
I'll answer that question, Louie, because they were on, I don't know if they can answer it, but they were on the alternative list.
Oh, man. I didn't even make it that far.
But to answer your question, Louie, no, we were not on any of the commercials.
You weren't on any of the commercials, but you were on a short list.
Yeah, we were. Go ahead.
Yeah, Linda.
Oh, I said, yeah, that was what was really odd about it. But, you know, I felt like doing a Tonya Harding, but, you know, got a reputation I have to uphold, so I didn't do it.
I'm hoping they will have another one, because
that memo didn't get out to us. We could find any knees to break beforehand. So, like I said, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it, not talk about it, or what. But, you know, we got pretty close, and we were waiting with, you know, bags in hand, and you know, and the thing, you know, it kind of ticked me off, because, I mean, they were supposed to call us and let us know, hey, you know, you're on the race or you're not on the race, and this was subject to happen, you know, within a 24-hour period, and you know, we never heard anything. Well, you know, naturally, I'm like everybody else. I immediately go to the spoiler sites, and then I start saying, hey, the race has already started. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to say anything. And so I keep watching the spoilers. And day three, I was just fuming. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'm calling them. So I called, and I said, you know, so are y'all calling me in to be on the race or not? And knowing that the race had already started, they're like, oh, nobody called you? And I'm like, no, I'm sitting here with my bags packed, you know. So that kind of ticked me off a little bit. But, you know, I mean, it was nothing with the people, you know, all the people that of course, I don't know all of them that were racing, but, of course, a lot of them are from air season, and, you know, and then some of them I've met, and, you know, and I'm not taking nothing away from them. You know, congratulations to them for making it, and I'm really happy for them, and I wish that, you know, we had the opportunity to do it, and we just weren't, you know, we just didn't make the cut, and not to take anything away from them, but, you know, it's a little bittersweet to watch it, but I enjoy the show. I just love the show. And, you know, it's just, it's bittersweet for us. But, you know, things are what they are. And I'm sure that, you know, it's kind of same way with you, Louie. You know, you would like to be called back. You would like to have done it. But it didn't happen, you know. And that's just the fact of life.
See,
I mean.
Linda, I have a question for Linda. Let me ask a question, okay? My question is, Linda, who is the teams that you were with? Refresh our fans.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that question.
We were with
I knew
Chris
that. I wanted to get it in.
Chris and Amanda and Jamie and Cara and Mike and Mel, Luke and Margie, and I think there's one more that's on this season that we were with.
Yeah, see,
all those,
you named
all those
two of my
teams
favorites.
Were on your season?
Yep.
All those were on our season.
Oh, my God.
So
there's a lot of people from season 14 that was on there.
It's kind of bullshit that the Cowboys are all by themselves, because a lot of there's other teams that, like, you know, helping each other out, and nobody's helping them out at all. You know, they should have had Mike
there.
And Louie and Mike should have been helping the Cowboys. I don't know. I don't get it.
True. I agree.
Well, you know, And actually tonight you got to see a little bit of that with Justin and Zev and the Globetrotters, you know, and they're kind of like, okay, and they help them, and then you turn around, and of course a lot of people from their season, and of course I know them, a lot of them pretty well, and some of them probably will help each other, and then some of them probably could care less what season they're from. They're not going to help anybody, and I'm not going to call anybody out on that. But, you know, I mean, it's, and you're right. It does give an unfair advantage to certain seasons, but it also goes back to the individual just because they was on a season if they decide to help them or not. Because, I mean, there are several people that are from several seasons that, you know, they just don't get along with other people. You know,
right.
So, but yeah, it is. It can be a very big disadvantage to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I had to say it, but I think the Cowboys, you know, how they played tonight, I really think Louis, you should have been there over them, or you should, like you said, maybe with them. And
yeah.
I still think they should overbook the show and start it out with like a quick elimination, but. That's what I thought. I mean, I thought, or they could have did some kind of like twist that way, because there were so many good teams that was left off this list that deserved to be there.
I was in shock that we were even considered as an alternate, because there's so many really really good teams from all the seasons, you know. And
I'm predicting,
I mean,
Linda, I'm predicting next time that. Mike and I are going to be competing against you and Steve.
Linda,
making the prediction right now.
Well, Linda, you guys were great though. You don't
yeah,
realize
you guys
how
were
much
awesome.
You don't
people
realize
you
how much the fans loved you guys. And how can we forget anybody riding down the hill in a big old cheese head? I mean, come on. I mean, that's like one of the top 10 all-time classic scenes from Big Brother. Amazing Race.
Know,
oh, my gosh. Did I just say Big Brother?
You just said Big Brother. You said Big Brother.
In all honesty, I mean, you know, Linda and I both feel, you know, very honored because we was probably the lowest-ranked team, you know, as far as finishing that – you know, they had actually considered us to come back, and you know, and that did mean a lot to us. And you know, so I mean, it's obviously not just, you know, I mean, you know, I guess I don't know if they liked us, if there was a lot of fans that liked us. I know that there was a lot that didn't like us, but I mean, obviously there was something there for them to call us back to be in such low rankings as we were. And I know that a lot of people were upset because some of the people had come in like second place on this season, and some had come in, you know, I think Chris and Amanda's probably the one with the lowest ranking of the place that they came in. They came in, was it third or fourth? I can't remember right off.
But it's one team. There's one team racing this season. I can't think of, you know, I went on AOL today, and they had this really good article about every team. And there was one team that finished eighth during their season, and they're back. That I don't get, you know.
Is that Gary and Mallory?
No. Gary and Mallory fifth or sixth, I think. But
that would have been Chris and Amanda. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah,
you know.
All right.
And they're from our season, and they finished before we did. And like I said, they even called us back. So they did get a broad range of people from very good finishes to very bad finishes.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's a wide spectrum there.
Chris and Amanda was one of my favorites though, and they. Honestly, to be honest with you guys, that's the team I'm cheering for, because I remember that you guys' season, and they kind of got the U-turn, and tonight was so erotic that they get that thing. Wait, guys, I'm sorry if you live on the West Coast and we spoil little spoils. We usually try to avoid as much, but I think most of us are East Coasters. Tonight, anyways, and you guys know we're going to probably do it. So,
you know, Ron, getting back to that AOL article,
yeah.
They had the odds, like, what's the pink and black, what's their names, the punker, the
Vixen
the goth-
and Ken and Vixen?
Yeah.
Vixen.
Well, they are 101 favorites to win, all right? That's how bad
wow.
they're rated, right? I mean, And they are, and, you know, if you look at them from the their season and now, they are horrible. But but they have the Cowboys.
Wait,
the funny thing is, they have the Cowboys as 2-1 favorites to win the whole thing. So,
wow.
You know, and now, and look where they are right now. So.
Wait,
I think
they're good during their season.
What's that?
I think a lot of the race is circumstance. What kind of situation you get yourself into.
Absolutely.
You could be a poor racer but do very well just because of the circumstance that happened, know?
Yeah.
And that's one thing I can say about Chris and Amanda. Of course, I've went back and I've watched our season over and over and over again. And they were really actually good racers. To be as young as they were, I mean, they really knew how to get in and out of play. I'm not talking about their physical aspect. I'm just talking about, they really knew how to get around. I mean, I don't know how much they had traveled beforehand. I mean, it couldn't have been extensively because they're pretty young. I went back and I watched, and if you actually watch that season again, they really were very good racers. It's just that, they had a bad situation, So it does, it's just whatever happens at a particular moment. And it's kind of funny when they go back and say, okay, these are the people that get a second chance because something happened bad. Well, if that's the case, everybody on Amazing Race would be back because everybody, except for the winners, because everybody had a circumstance that caused them to mess up,
Right.
Good point.
It's all in how you look at it.
Yeah,
hey, where did
I
they
agree.
Put Jamie and Kari, Akira, or whatever?
Jamie
is it
Kara.
Akira or is it Kara? Yeah. Where did they put them? I'm talking about the AOL thing. What's the odds?
I don't remember, but I didn't write it. I should have wrote it down, Ron, and I didn't, so I'm sorry.
Okay, because I love Jamie. God.
You love that Playboy article she did. Who are you kidding?
No, I've always loved Jamie. Jamie's my favorite because it lets you guys know of the Amazing Race women. Okay, go, Steve. You were going to say something about them. Say something. Go ahead. Dreamland.
I was just going to say, Carr not so much. I mean, Carr's really sweet, and I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anything of anybody that I know personally has had anything bad to say about her. And Jamie is, it's like she said, either people love her or they hate her. And it just so happens from her season. I mean, me and Linda both. I mean, we've always liked her. I've never had any problems with her. Jamie's just she has a way of talking to people, and it's just some people find it very rude or abusive, and that's just Jamie. That's just the way she is, and she's a really
sweet
girl.
She can abuse me anytime she wants. I'll let her abuse me whenever she wants. actually, she said she was going to do this. I had a yes from her, and I never got to pull the strings on the yes. Setting up a date. So she's told me yes to come on the show. I still need to book her and Kara. I keep on forgetting that. So I'm just going to the cheerleaders. Okay. Linda, you were going to say something about them.
Oh, I like Jamie, but I don't think she means any harm by what she says. It's just the way she says it. And I think it's hilarious. I think
it's
great.
Yep.
I think she's funny too. Maybe that's just my personality. Maybe it's something about me too. Maybe she is single. Steve, if you have their phone number, give them a little. Tell them to cook me. Okay. Hey, we got a caller. Let's take a caller since I'm over here in La La Land. And hey, Ben, is there anything going on in the chat room that we need to ask questions wise? Just charm in.
Let's see here.
It's lots of little. They're talking
I missed a few minutes of it, but there's nothing really here in front of me. I mean,
okay, 401. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Ron.
It's not you, Louie.
Ron, it's Cindy. or
okay,
big wig.
I thought it was Cindy.
You thought. I'm so sorry I missed all your shows this week.
Oh, no.
Very sad. I listened to two of them the other day on whatever you call it, Rewind. But I had to put my dog down, and I was very sad. Couldn't talk
to
anybody. Yeah. She was 18 years old. I had her for 15 years, so it was awesome. Awesome, awesome. But Louie.
Yes, dear.
Louie, how come you guys aren't on this show tonight?
I don't know. They used us in the previews. They thought about us, but we didn't even make it as far as Steve and Linda right there. I mean, they were on a waiting
list. You know, I was telling my daughter-in-law, I was like, Louie, my daughter-in-law saw you and shook your hand in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Did she worse it yet?
In Providence somewhere. she called me
Rhode
on the
Island
phone.
On.
She's like, before she went up to you, she's like, Cindy, what do the cops look like?
very
but it was funny. She
Island.
Just met you not too long ago.
Yep.
But anyways. The reason I'm really calling is because, Ron, I'm so upset that I missed all your shows, but I'm just telling you, I'm listening to them on Rewind or whatever you call it.
Podcast. Let's call it podcast.
Yeah,
podcast.
But thanks to Michelle, because I couldn't find out how to work that shit.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
She sent me a link. She's a darling. I wish she was here tonight. It's my first night
person.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Did you watch the race tonight?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So what did you think? I mean,
you know
it,
what?
I mean,
I'm not all that. First of all, I'm not all that thrilled that it's a rerun because not all my favorites are there. Are your favorites there, Ron?
Just got done talking about his cheerleaders.
Yeah, I know, but I'm very upset. But it's not like. Well,
you know,
the only favorite I ever had were the Cowboys, and they're in the last place.
All right, so Cindy, let me interject for a second because it's funny how I shot Cord a text today, and I'm telling him that I'm proud to call him a friend because he really is a great friend. We keep in touch, and I wish him luck, and he's in my prayers, him and his family, but. Phil was on Good Morning America, or one of those shows.
Yeah, yes, I did see that.
And he was asked, what is his favorite team? And he says, well, it's tough to name a favorite team, but he said the Cowboys are the most popular team ever in the history of the American race. So, I mean, which is, to their testament, they're apple pies,
what? When I watched the show, I didn't do cheetahs. I didn't do anything. They were my favorites.
Yeah.
They weren't mine, though. I disagree with
that. They weren't yours, no?
No, I'm not a Cowboy fan.
It's not that they were Cowboys or anything.
There's no
Bears
there,
Ron.
There's no
Bears.
But let me...
No, I mean, it's not a...
But how do you pick... How do you pick who's on there? They're certainly not anybody's favorites that I've talked to.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's America.
They go through a process, and I mean, they know who's popular, and naturally, the Cowboys are like they are. They're really popular, and people like them. Luke and Margie,
loved Luke and Margie also, but I'm just saying, like, some of those people are not favorites. They can't be.
Well, that's something that, regardless of, who they pick, you're going to find some that you're not going to like, and that's going to be true with those. I mean, there's a lot of teams, because I watch the show just like everybody else, and I have my favorites, and there's a lot of teams that weren't on there that I really would have liked to have seen. I'm not talking about my season. I'm talking about from other seasons that I really liked, and they weren't on there. A lot of them really did deserve a second chance for just silly mistakes, and they were very entertaining to watch, and they just But, you know, each person has a different person that they like for some other reason. I mean, and that's why they try to get such a wide variety of people so everybody can find a favorite team that they like, you know?
Great answer. Great answer, Steve.
It is. It was good, Steve, but it still doesn't satisfy my, like, well, we should see Jeff and Jordan there.
Well, wait a minute.
If you're picking favorites.
I don't think Jeff, I don't think, honestly, I think.
You know, Jeff done.
Jeff didn't want.
Yeah, Jeff done.
I mean, he's been around the world twice, and I mean, I think.
Yeah,
I think
180 days.
Yeah, I mean, so. But thank you for calling in, Cindy. And
all
you know,
right, good night.
Catch up on the show.
Good night. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sorry I missed your show. I'm going to go back and listen to the rest.
That sounds great.
All right,
thank
good night.
You. Good night. Okay. She made a point that there was something I wanted to say. But, you know, about the Cowboys, I'll tell you why I didn't like the Cowboys. I mean, maybe it's because I was a Jeff and Jordan fan. Maybe that's one reason I didn't like them. Was because in the beginning I liked Jeff and Jordan. You guys, Louie and Michael, you guys really, you know, became two of my favorites as, you know, Michelle kept on preaching Rhode Island Rules, Rhode Island Rules. and then I really liked, and I know Ben's over there knows who I'm going to say is Katie, though. I really kind of fell on the Katie bandwagon. And
gee,
maybe
I wonder
she's
why.
The second hottest.
My choice.
No, see, it wasn't that. It was because people were rude to her. Everyone kept on calling into the show and was rude because she was a, she misspelled a word on some, you know, pageant. And I liked her. But, hey, I got a question for you guys. Don't you think the lesbians should have been on this All-Star cast? And I'm joking.
Why?
I don't think they should be. But Steve, what
do
you
think? And it's nothing against, you know, lesbians being one thing. It's just that they were just straight up rude, you know?
Just those lesbians. I don't care if the lesbians were on there. But those lesbians, they kind of rubbed me wrong.
You know, and I told you this before, though. I mean, Brandy, the way she came over on air was crazy because when we weren't racing, she was really nice. Where Carol was just the same person every single time, you know? So, but it is what it is.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, I was probably one of those girls that lost it. I mean, it's so high stress, and you know, you're in a competition. You don't want to mess up. You sure as hell don't want to be eliminated first. And so you've got all these emotions going through your mind, and you know, I tried to be nice to everybody, and I do to this day. And then sometimes you're just such in panic mode that you just lose it, and that's the way I was. So. But she did come off as a little harsh.
Yeah.
You know, she made good TV, though, you got to admit. It was something to watch,
exactly.
I'm telling you that.
You exactly. get that, right.
Makes good
she
TV.
She didn't come out of her mouth next.
That was... I got a question.
Steve and Linda, who would have went into the Shark Tank?
I think it would have been me.
I know Mike's not afraid of water either. So, I mean, I definitely would have loved to have done that. I've always wanted to swim with the sharks. I would have. And you know, Steve and Linda definitely know this. You know, as you're going into that tank, they're telling you, do not touch the sharks. Do not touch the stingray. You know, do not try to interact with the fish in any way, shape, or form. They must have got a bunch of rules before they even dived into that tank.
Yeah, and you know, and with that said, I mean, you know, well, first thing is you know, of course, I worked on a longline boat fishing for shark, you know, and this was years ago, and that's, you know, so I knew the sharks, and you know, they're wild. I mean, it's no question about that. But I'm very comfortable around sharks. But my problem would have been is scuba diving, and it you know you. I'm claustrophobic, and you wouldn't think that scuba diving is a claustrophobic type thing, but when, you know, when we did our season, you know, we were supposed to do a I think it was in Hawaii, you know,
yeah.
You know, if you made it that far, which we didn't, but you know, there was going to be a scuba diving thing there, and you had to, you know, you had to swim, but the sharks was in real bad, so they, you know, they canceled that task and they changed it, from what I understand, at the last minute. And so we had to go through scuba diving training, you know, while we was out in L.A. And so we went through, you know, they trained you for so many hours, and it was enough, you know, just for you to learn how to, I forget what certification it is, but it's like the lowest thing you can get, and it's just like sort of a temporary thing. And Linda and I both, you know, because Linda can swim, but I just had taught her how to swim just like months before the race, so she wasn't comfortable in water. And then, you know, we was doing the practice scuba diving, I started getting very claustrophobic, you know, because you're laying at the bottom of the pool and you're supposed to relax and breathe, and then
right.
then all of a sudden, you know, it's like the walls start closing in, and then of course you're in a pool, so you can pop up real quick, and they're like, okay,
yeah.
you know, do it all over again. So it that would have been a very, very hard task for me. But the
yep.
sharks wouldn't have been the issue. It would have actually just been going underwater and scuba diving, just, you know, getting that breathing technique down. But, you know, I'm sure that they were retrained again before, you know, for scuba diving before they actually went into the tank.
Steve, I was wondering about that, because I know, like, if you go on a cruise ship or something like that and you want to go on one of those scuba diving excursions, you have to go into like a pool and with the scuba gear on, and they show you, like you said, a mini, like, what to do for that short period of time. So I was wondering, like, not everybody knows how to scuba. How did they, like, learn how to breathe and you know, wear the mask and all that? So that explains a lot for that, you know, for tonight's you know, episode.
Yeah, I'd often wondered if they did that for different seasons, or, you know, or whether it was select seasons, because that task involved diving or whatever. But I know with ours, you know, when we was in L.A., I mean, this was like a week before the race had started. You know, we went to a certain place that, you know, I can't mention, but, you know, and they taught us, you know, I think it was an hour or 2 hours. I can't remember. And it was pretty extensive for beginning scuba diving. I mean, and keep in mind that they're, you know, they're training, you know, all of the people, you know, that's going to race. And so, I mean, we had exclusive rights to be there, and you know, they have certain trainers that took on, like, you know, three teams, you know, of six people. And it was just really bizarre how all of that worked out, and, you know,
right.
because it wasn't just your routine thing. Now, I'm going to ask you, did y'all have to do any training like that when y'all was in LA?
We had to do absolutely no training for anything. I mean, we never had anything that we did, you know, when we walked that wire, nothing. There was nothing that we had to do special training for our episode, no.
Yeah, well, that was the only thing that, you know, that we actually had did, you know, other than being secluded to our rooms.
Right. Boy, that's so much fun, right?
yeah, it is.
I always tell people how I was stuck in a bungalow with Mike with one full size bed in the Seychelles Islands overlooking the Indian Ocean. It was very romantic.
didn't you get some candles?
And we watched the one channel on the TV, watched this militant guy speak the whole freaking time. So it was really hot.
So yeah,
but
that's
hey, let me run this by you guys. Now tonight's episode, it was a lot of fun. You know, watching, it was exciting. You know, because we know most of the teams. You know, if not all of the teams. You know, everybody's like, you know, it's like the show goes. It happens all the time. The main plane had a land, emergency land, and the second plane came in. So everybody caught up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, they went on to do the shot tank. They went on to do the sailboat and so forth. You know, Gary and Mallory, you got to love them. You know, and that's funny. She prayed to Saint Anthony when she was, you know, looking and for the thing, and in the episode when we were looking for the grapes, I prayed to Saint Anthony, and so it's funny that she said that line, but you know, the, you know, good for them. I'm happy for them because they're a really lovable, nice team, you know. So, but I'm curious to see how this plays out. Cowboys are in last place, and they said to be continued. And what a great way to, you know, to drag people into next week. But do you, who here believes that the Cowboys are going to be eliminated?
Well, I'm going to remain silent because I kind of know.
Well, you know what? I'm saying, I'm going to call it right now because I don't, you know, I'm going to say that they don't. I'm going to say it's going to be the first non-elimination leg for the first leg of a race.
No,
I doubt that.
No, I don't think it'd be. I don't think it will be a non-elimination race because they did a continuation. And you know, I called the continuation sitting there. I knew that was going to be a continuation.
They don't want to send somebody home with a big fan base like that on the first leg.
That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I think that's why they did a continuation leg, though. I mean, they wanted to get two episodes in, and they wanted to pull it off. So I'm going to disagree with you guys, and I'm going to say because I knew no one was going to be eliminated tonight.
Can I say I told you so next Sunday night?
Yeah, you can tell me, but if I'm right, I'll tell you that too. So,
last season, I can't remember. Wasn't last season a hour and a half or 2 hour premiere, or am I thinking of Survivor?
No,
it was an hour and a half for a long time.
Yeah, I think it was a 90 minute. Yeah.
Then the last season, the first time it was the first show was like an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
last season, was it?
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was last season.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I wasn't expecting to be continued, you know. And, I mean, it was just very bizarre, especially, you know, because, like I said, the last one, you know, it was a lot longer, and I thought I was going to see more. And then it does have you hanging, so you're right. A lot of people will tune back in just because they want to know what happened, because it was getting exciting, you know, there at the end. Of course, it always does. But it kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah, but there's no way they're going to do a continuation and then have a non-elimination. Plus, you got to remember, and this is a thing, you know there's going to be a U-turn next week because, I mean, now we have the U-turn in play where we know Amanda and Chris
have
that.
They have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll have to do it.
They got U-turned on our season. And now they're getting U-turned again. I tell you, they got the worst luck.
No.
Yeah, but they're going to have a big lead on most of the teams, too. So, I mean, I'm hoping, you know, I mean, I somebody will be gone next week. There's no way they're going to can push it for 3 weeks of not eliminating somebody.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I honestly think somebody will go home next week, too. I mean, I don't think they're going to string that out. I just, you know, it was just odd because I think this is the first one that they, you know, that they actually kept racing, and they, you know, because I mean, like most of the seasons, they stop and then they, you know, the first part of the race, and then they you know, spend the night somewhere, and then they resume the race, and it gives everybody that was in the back a chance to get back up to the beginning, and, you know, or up with the group again, and then they start fresh the next day, and that didn't happen in this case. This one, they're running it straight through. I mean, they raced all the way to Australia, and at that point is typically when they would stop and, okay, you know, I can't think of the word, not a pit stop, but I can't think of it right now. But anyways, you know, where they hang out, and then they'll start 12 hours later. Is anybody there?
Well, I just know I'm enjoying it, and I'm not really rooting for one particular person. Because a lot of the people, I either raced with them or I've met them, and so you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I don't say who I root for.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for the Cowboys is because they're from my season. I mean, and they're really good guys. So I mean,
oh, yeah.
And you know, I don't really know the other team, so I'm going to root for the Cowboys.
And I'm rooting for Jamie because I have a major crush on her, and I like Amanda and Chris. Because I think Amanda and Chris has been on the show. I know they're on my Facebook, but it seemed like I had them on the show one time.
They're really nice.
It's been 2 years,
we got to spend a lot of time with them at Elimination Station.
But sorry, Louie, I'm not no Cowboy fan.
No, I know you're no Cowboy fan at all, but whatever.
That was like the person that had called in earlier. She's like, well, you know, there's really not but one or two people that I like. And that's the beauty of the race. You know, there's other people that other people like, and that, you know, people disagree on who they like. And that's what makes the show so good, that they do get, you know, different people from, you know, from all over the country, that, you know, from all kinds of backgrounds. And I mean, and that's what makes it interesting. That's how people connect to a certain person. It's not that they're the most lovable people. It's just that somehow they can relate to that person or that couple or, you know, that team. You know, I mean, whether they be gay or whether they be an older couple or whatever the case may be, you know, people can kind of relate, you know, somebody can relate to that particular team. And, you know, so I don't think anybody in history of the race has ever been everybody's favorite. And it'll never happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do like. Go ahead.
Louie, is that your dog barking?
That's not my dog.
It's
my dog's being a good,
I was going to mention Louis Stock. Lou, you know why he likes the Cowboys? Is because they give him a dog. That's why.
Steven Linder, I don't know if you're following my Facebook or whatever, but Jet's wife, Ashley, raises Pomeranians. And when I met her at our season finale, she told me also that I told her how much I love boxers. And she told me that she does breed, she has a boxer that she breeds. And I said, well, when it has a litter, can I get first pick? And I did get first pick. So I have a McCoy boxer.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah, me and Linda this past, it was Halloween. We went and did a thing for the SPCA. And we, you know, it was a local SPCA, and we went and judged the animals. They, you know, they dressed them up in costume and everything. And I think it was llamas they had brought in. And it was hilarious the way they had dressed these things. And but anyway, you said, when you were talking about that, it just kind of reminded me of that. So not to get off the track.
We have two dogs and a parrot.
I hear the parrot. I've been enjoying the parrot. I miss mine, so I.
Well, what kind did you have?
I'm a Macaulay or
A Macaw? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what it was called.
We have an Afghan Grey. We've had her for about 16 years. We got her when she was a baby, and she sounds like Steve.
We had our parrot for a long time and died last year. Or no, actually, it's been almost 2 years now, and his name was Mango.
They're smart animals.
Yes, he used to yell for me when my mom needed me. She would go, "Ron," and he would yell for me. And he loved me, and he would attack her all the time in her hair, and it was so much fun. You know, she would get mad at him, and then he would be funny with her, and I'm like, come on, Mango, don't do that to her. And he would listen to me, and it was so much fun. I miss, never mind.
Well, you know, and Linda and I both were animal lovers, and that was one thing that we really enjoyed about when April did her event in Richmond. You know, it was for the SPCA, and, you know, it was a good event to go to. Any money that they made, you know, anything that we had any part in doing and helping it, I was glad to do it, you know, because, I mean, if I had any charity to choose from, one of my charities would be, you know, something like the SPCA or something to help animals. So,
cool. Hey, I got to do a little shout-out to Oregon, Pammy, or Pam. I'll just call her Pam. Thank you. The calendar was great. And Steve and Linda, next year, next time I put one out, I'll have to get hold of you guys and get you guys in there. I made a calendar, and I'm going to make another one, like a second edition of it, coming out soon. I have a few left, so if anybody does want one, they're $25. But, Louis, people are really loving them.
Good, good. And, that's awesome.
Did you get yours yet?
I received it this week. It's really nice. Thank you.
I was going to say, I thought your little collection of pictures I put together was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was awesome, bro. It was really good.
Yeah.
So what is the calendar?
Yeah, I was going to sign it, but I didn't want to, you know, like, you know,
you
give you my autograph. I mean, I charge like $5 now. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It would increase our value.
So what is on the calendar?
It was just, it was like pictures of different people that came from the show. You know, I tried to contact everyone, but it's, you know, it's so hard now with 2 years. But I had like Louie. It started out with the main co-hosts, Louie and Michelle and Corey and Cowboy and Ashley Trainer. So, and then I did like 12 pitch things. It was a way to raise some money for me because of my heart condition right now. I don't know if you guys have I always have to tell this, but I don't like it. I have a heart condition that is really bad right now that I'm on oxygen. And I was in the hospital and I had to have open heart surgery. I'm telling you the fast version of it that I had to have open heart surgery, but I can't have it right now because of some water on my, around the heart. That I had to take water pills for, and they can't do the balloon thing on me because we don't know if they can. We're checking into it, so it's been a rough time. So I wanted to raise some money to you know, for the show and me, you know, and that was a way to raise money. And I asked for a donation of pictures just to be put in there, and then like I said, I'm going to come out with the second one. Coming up in, I think, March or April for people, you know, so.
Oh, well,
does that answer your question?
Any kind of help that you need with fundraising, if there's anything that we can do to help, we'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, I knew you guys would. I don't know why I didn't invite you guys to put it in the first time. Like I said, it was so hard trying to do it anyways, and
oh,
I just
I'm
went
sure.
with the.
I'm sick and all. But, you know, if you ever do any other type of fundraising or anything that we can help to contribute. You know, I know that, you know, heart medicine and heart surgery is not cheap. You know, you
right, it isn't.
So.
And right now I'm not on Social Security, so I have no insurance. So.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Louis, it's okay. You know, God's been good. That's why this week was been great. You guys, I will say this, and you get three of you guys who have been on the phone line are probably three of them, you know, that I respect the most. To some of the, you know, there's so many other ones though, but you know, the family of the reality people have really braced me. I can tell you this much: Big Brother, Amazing Race, and Survivor, they you guys, it brings me tears just to try to talk about it. How you guys have, I've been embraced, and I've never been on the show, but, you know, it's just amazing, and I have friends in all the, you know, all those shows, and it's cool.
You know, Ryan, you can say how I'm your favorite, man. Go ahead, tell people.
You know, Louis, I hate to say it, but you are my favorite Amazing Racer, and Michelle Costa has to be my favorite. Big Brother, just because you guys have really put a lot of, you guys have really, I don't know, yeah, you know what I'm saying, but
yeah, I know what you say,
but and Steve and Linda has became one of two, and
Steve and Linda are beautiful people. They're really a great couple.
Yep.
I can't wait for Big Brother to come back on. I wish it would come on twice this year.
You know what?
No.
I said that too. I said this week has been so great this week has been so great. Survivor, what do you guys think about we can't spoil it, so just say if you liked it or don't like it, because Louie hasn't watched it.
No, that's all right. No, I don't care. I don't care.
No,
I can't wait to watch it, because I want to see that crazy black guy. That guy, he's nuts.
What did you guys think about Survivor?
Oh, I thought it was. I loved it. I mean, I thought it was great. And I'm like the black guy, the government guy. He is hilarious. I couldn't take him in person. I mean, he would drive me nuts. But he's absolutely fun to watch on TV.
Oh, he's definitely going to be somebody. He's going to be a reoccurring survivor, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and he's that type of person. You know, he's like Coach Wade. He's like that type of person. You know. So.
Hey, Coach Wade, be nice to him. He's great.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I like Coach Wade. I'm just saying, he's got that personality, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah, I agree.
I gotta cut short. I gotta get up early.
It's time to close the show, anyways. And I know Steve and Linda. One. I bet you guys have to get up early too.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have your any last words?
No. Hey, Steve and Linda are amazing. That's
well,
right. Ron, you are
amazing.
Really amazing.
You're amazing too, Louis.
Thank you. Thank
Y'all
you,
are amazing. Y'all are amazing.
Everybody's amazing.
I hope you're on the road to recovery. And, you know, I hope you get well real soon, or, you know, they find the drugs to help you get to where you need to be so you can, you know,
I got
more
the drugs. It's just, I just got to get, you know, I got to get things taken care of. But, no, thank you for that. And, yes.
And I just want to say, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
If you can think of any way, you know, that we can help, we're, you know, be more than happy to, you know, whatever you need.
That's really awesome.
I appreciate it. And I know how to get a hold of you guys. So I'll make sure I do that. Okay, guys. Louie,
you
need to get going. It was an
honor for you to have us on here tonight. Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the amazing Ron Rad reality show this evening, because he is amazing.
Yep.
Oh, stop kissing up. I will still call you my favorite Amazing Racer. Other than the wait, he's my favorite guy Amazing Racer. Just to let you know, because there's a few women that go.
Oh my God, you got a list.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie. Wait. Sorry, Louie. I'm sorry. I just realized something. And
what's that?
And you ain't my favorite.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. You know who it is?
Beat
you know who
by
is?
The cheerleaders.
No.
Who is?
Come on. I'm from Chicago. Who am I going to cheer for? I'm a
huge
Jeff, Big Brother
fan.
Oh,
Jeff. Your boy
fan.
Jeff. You got a mean crush on him.
I won't
mean
crush
on
him. Pound him. I won't pound him.
He's not a
favorite.
Real amazing racer. Because he came from Big Brother, bro.
Bro.
He came from Big Brother. He's my favorite Big Brother.
All right.
So, okay. Sorry.
I want to wish everybody a good night and God bless. And I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week.
Okay.
See you,
Louie.
Good talking to you again.
Later. See you, Ben.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to mute him. And Linda and Steve, you want to say just good night to everyone, too?
Good night, everybody, and thank you, for having us, Ron, and appreciate everything, and I hope your health gets a little bit better soon.
Thank you, and I'll keep you guys informed. And Steve, you got last words?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody good night, and thanks for tuning in, and Ron, thanks for having us on. It's always an honor for us to be here, you know, to come on and talk, and of course, we just enjoy talking to you anyway. And I got a few things that I want to talk to you about down the road, but we'll talk about that later, not tonight.
Yeah,
and,
I want to bring you guys back in a couple weeks anyways, maybe. Sometimes it's so hard to book on the Sunday night show, so maybe you can join me and Louie anyways, because sometimes we can't get them as much as, you know, can. So if you guys want to pop back in, or maybe on a Michelle show, pop on one of Michelle Costa and my Manic Monday shows. So yeah, you know, we'll get together and just you know how to find me.
Yeah, I do. And like I said, I've just been really disconnected from the computer lately, and so that's that's part of the reason. But yeah, so that's life.
I understand.
But, But anyway, I won't hold you up. And like I said, thanks everybody for tuning in, and thanks Ron for having us. And Louis, if you're still on, I don't know if you left or not, but it was just fun talking to you. Oh, he left. Okay. And but that's about it.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thank
thanks,
you guys.
Linda.
I'm gonna thank you, Linda and Steve. Come back tomorrow night, everyone. Michelle Costa and me, and we can try to find somebody to call in. I have an idea for a caller to call in. If Ben and me can't find one, don't forget. If you haven't listened to those shows, go to theradrealityshow.com. You can go there. You can go to the Blog Talk page and listen to those shows. Also, I wanted to say if you've enjoyed this week, you want to continue to have the third year coming on, donations are always welcome. I hate asking for them, but, and then, like I said, the calendars are available. If you donate and just say $25 and just, tell me it's, for the calendar. I got a few left. And then I will be making a new one. Ben, you got anything you want to say before we go?
Just to remind everybody to listen to the older archived shows. You can click on the RSS tab that's right in the player that's on the Blog Talk Radio page. And that will open up a new window with all the shows for the past, a couple of years anyways. So just click on the RSS tab. You can listen to all the old shows, and I highly recommend listening to the last four shows because unbelievable.
I want to tell them one thing, though. You better listen now because a few of those shows might disappear in the next month if I do what I want to do. So better grab them now or you're going to have to pay for a special edition of the Rad Reality Show. CD. You can still pay for it, but I'm working on maybe putting a CD together of some of my best shows.
Cool.
So, and if I do that, they will be off the archives. So, especially the first year. So, thank you. Great. Love you guys. Thank you, everyone. Let me do this. Was there a clip I... Nah, let's just play. Good night. I'm just going to go.
Good night, all.
I'm hungry.
Good night, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye.